to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of lessons out of the book of Proverbs. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready, because we're about to take a deeper look in the book.
Let's go ahead and begin our time together by going to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we do praise you for who you are, the God who hear and you still answer prayer. Speak to our hearts this evening in a mighty, mighty way so that all of us can be better people for thee. For it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Tonight, we want to continue our study through the book of Proverbs, and tonight we want to look at chapter 26, and we just want to work our way through chapter 26, and I believe you can break this chapter up, or divide this chapter into four different ways. The first 12 verses, I believe, focus on dealing with a fool. It focuses on dealing with the fool. And in dealing with the fool, the big principle, overarching lesson, I think, that we can find in these first 12 verses is don't trust or honor a fool. Don't trust or honor or give honor to a fool. Look at what he said. Verse number one, like snow in summer and like rain in harvest, so honor is not fitting for a fool. Did you notice that? Snow don't go well in the summer. You wouldn't expect. They don't fit, do they? When you start saying, oh, it's just really, we had a wonderful time skiing in the snow in August. That something don't sound quite right. It don't really fit, do it? And rain in the harvest. When do you need rain? When you are planting, it's during the sowing time. In the harvest time, you don't want to get no rain. Because that's going to wash out your crop. You done been waiting 3 months, and then all of a sudden you get a good belly washer and it just destroy your crops. That don't fit. And so he says, so honor is not fitting for a fool. Should you praise a person who didn't do what you told them to do? Matter of fact, not only did they not do what you told them to do, they messed it up. No, you don't. That don't go well, do it. You give praise to somebody that done what? Amen. Amen. That they have done what they supposed to have done. It says, like a sparrow in its flirting, like a shallow in its flying, so a curse without a cause does not a flight. Every curse, whenever there's a curse, there's got to be a cause. God don't curse a person without a cause. Amen. Amen. Let's go on a little bit further. A whip is for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the back of a fool. He tell you what a fool need. Huh? A whip is for the horse, a bridle is for the donkey, and a rod for the back of a fool. Need a good whooping. Amen. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, lest you also be like him. You be careful in arguing with a fool, because that'll make you look like a fool. Have you ever tried to talk to somebody and you knew going into the conversation that they got a bad understanding, and I really ought not try to talk to them because they just got a bad understanding, but maybe I can reach them? And you work with them and work with them. You talk to them 2 or 3 hours, almost all night long, and all you did was get yourself all tired and worked all up. You didn't accomplish nothing. Yeah. Amen. Amen. He says, answer a fool as his folly deserved, lest he be wise in his own eyes. He cut off his own feet and drink violent, who sends a message by the hands of a fool. Don't trust in a fool now. It's just like you just cut your own hand off by giving the message to the fool. You know it ain't gonna get through. Hey, that's basically what he's saying here. It's giving a message to a fool to give to somebody else is just like you got drunk. Huh? You just wasted your time in giving that message to a fool. He goes on further, like the legs which hang down from the lame, so is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. It's useless. That's basically what he's saying. It's there, but it's useless. It's just like somebody, a fool, trying to tell you something about the Bible. And you just scratching your head. It didn't make no sense at all. Huh? You're trying to figure that now. Amen. He should have just kept that because that didn't do no good. Amen. Particularly when somebody's in an argument and then the fools show up to try to help you out and they're going to quote some Bible. You say, no, that's okay. That's okay. We got it covered. We're going to handle this. Amen. It's like the Bible says, you know. Leave it alone. All right. He says, like one who hands a stone in a sling, so is he who give honor to a fool. It backfires. Have you ever seen a person that don't know how to use a slingshot? Huh? That's what he said. It backfires. Amen. Amen. It's going to backfire on you. Amen. Like a thorn, like a thorn which fall into the hands of a drunkard, so is the proverb in the mouth of a fool. He gonna misapply. That's basically what it's saying. Like a thorn which fall into the hands of a drunkard man, so is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. It's not gonna do him a bit of good. Like an archer who wounds everyone, so is he who hires a fool, or who hires those that pass by. Have y'all ever been on a job? Now don't raise your hand now. Have y'all ever been on a job and you was having a good time on the job working with the people that you're working with, but then all of a sudden somebody show up and you're having a good day, but all of a sudden somebody show up and they just kill everybody's spirit? That's basically what this is saying right here. That's basically what this is saying. Like an archer who wounds everybody, so is he that hires a fool or who hires those that pass by. You finna kill the work. When you hire this fool, you finna kill. It's just like you might as well put bow and arrows in everybody's hand. Because you finna kill everybody on that job. You're gonna kill their spirit. Amen. Amen. Like a dog that returned to his vomit is a fool who repeats his folly. How do you know a fool? They keep going back to the same thing. It's a repeat. Amen. It's like a dog that gets sick, but he go back to his vomit and eat it back up. That's what a fool does. He repeats the same thing. He can go out on Friday, get sick, waste all his money, and come to work on Monday and say, "Didn't we have a good time?" Busted and disgusted, talking about how wonderful time, and then before you leave, "Hey, can I hold $5? Hello, somebody. Thank God there's nobody in here, just them folks that you know. Amen. 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 Do you see a man wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than him. There's only one thing worse than a fool. That's a prideful person. Because a prideful person, you can't tell nothing. Amen. That's the only thing the Bible say that's worse than a fool. And sometimes they go together. It's a prideful fool. Yeah. Yeah. All right. All right. All right. So this is good advice here. This is good advice here. In dealing with a fool. So what have we learned about that? Don't hire no fool. Don't send no message by no fool. Don't do what now? Don't trust no fool. Don't honor no fool. You can't even give a compliment to a fool. Because it's going to backfire on you. See, you can try to compliment that fool that a post that gave the message and said, "That's all right, you know, I understand, you know, make all kind of excuses for him and say, you know, but you're a fast runner anyway. I know, you know, if it hadn't been raining, you would have got that there because you're a fast runner and you're a dependable person anyway." The next time they mess up, they're going to bring that to your face. They're going to say, "Hey, you can't really, I mean, I know you're not trying to put me down, because you remember you told me that I was dependable. So I know you're not talking about that I'm not dependable, because you're the one that said I was dependable." You see how that done backfired? You can't give them no slack. Because they'll take that same rope and come back and hang you with it. Let's go a little bit further. And he talks about dealing with a lazy person. He talks about dealing. Don't trust a lazy person. So don't trust a fool. That's what we're learning about tonight. And then he says, don't trust a lazy person. Verses 13 through 16. Watch this lazy person. Look at what they say. Verse 13. The sluggards say, "There's a lion in the road." A lion is in the open square. A lion is downtown. In other words, I couldn't come because it was a lion in the street. I was getting ready to go to work this morning, but the reason I didn't go to work, baby, was because I saw a lion in the street. And so I had to come back in the house and had to watch television because there was a lion in the street. As a matter of fact, when I got off the bus, downtown Dallas, The reason I didn't make it to work, I was almost there, but there was a line in the street, so I turned around, got back on the bus, and came on back home. You see how the lazy person can see stuff that don't nobody else see. And it's something big and bad, and they saw it, but nobody else saw it. Man, there was a lounge in the street. There was a lounge, and there was a lounge where, in the open square, downtown. Amen. And so don't trust this lazy person. They're going to come up with some big ones. Stuff you ain't never heard before. Matter of fact, that's one way you know you're dealing with a lazy person, because a lazy person is good with excuses. Boy, I mean, they live off excuses. As a matter of fact, they sit at home all day long thinking of the excuse that they're going to tell you when you get there. Amen. Yeah. So they've been working hard on their excuse. All right. Notice what it says. As doors turn on hinges, so does the slugger on his bed. You know how your door turn? Your door open, then it close. It open, and close. That's how that lazy person do. They turn this way in the bed, then they turn back that way. They turn this way in the bed, and they turn back that way. And they keep just turning back and forth in the bed. Hey, they ain't getting out the bed. They just going to turn back and forth in the bed. It's just like they got hinges in the bed. They can't turn out the bed. Just like you don't see that door flying off. That door just going to go this way and that way. That's how that lazy person do. They just going to go back and forth in that bed. As a matter of fact, you having trouble with a lazy person? Laying in the bed, go and see if they got some hinges on them there. Because something must be holding them in that bed or something. A sluggard buried his hand in the dish. He is weary of bringing it to his mouth again. Do you know what that's saying? Can you come feed me? Huh, can you, my hand kind of hurt. Can you help me out? Now they done cooked the food, now they got to feed you like a baby. They too lazy. Amen. Amen. Listen, be careful, mamas. Sometimes we making them mistakes. I know it's hard, you know, but sometimes we making them mistakes, keeping these children there till they 45 years old. They're in the house. Amen. And still feeding them. You going to work, and then you come back home and you got to feed Jeffro. He too lazy. Mama, can you warm this back up for me in the microwave? Now, you got a microwave. The sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can give a discreet answer. Do you know why some men today don't have no job? Because they wiser than seven other men. They don't want to listen to nobody. Seven other folks done told them how to get this job, how to go over there, if they, you know, go talk to this man or that man, but they don't want to listen. They just want to put a remote control there. Or put a Nintendo. They want to stay at home and play with the Nintendo. What is it that today, you know, what do they call them today? Xboxes and the Wii, the PlayStation 2. that's PlayStation 3. Amen. See, they can't afford a 3 yet. They still on 2. Because they ain't got no job. So the Bible says don't trust the lazy person because it's going to be hard for them to get out of that bed. Amen. I hope y'all are getting these lessons so you can spot lazy people. Because that's one of our problems. We just hooking up with lazy people. Amen. Men's are marrying lazy women's. And women's are marrying lazy men's. And lazy men's and women's are marrying each other. You get up and fix breakfast. No, you fix the breakfast. I fixed breakfast 2 weeks ago. You fix breakfast. See, don't nobody want to fix no breakfast. And all we're talking about is Fruit Loops. Because that's all that's in the house when you're dealing with lazy people. Hello, somebody.
Well, let's go on a little bit further.
Well, there is something even worse, though, than a lazy person. When you go on a little bit further. Oh, no, we're not there just yet. I thought I was getting ready to jump to verse number 20. We got to look at verse 17. And verse number 17 has to deal with meddling. So don't meddle in other people's business. Don't meddle in other people's business. Look what it says in verse number 17. Like one who takes a dog by the ears is he who passed by and meddle with strife not belonging to him. Listen. When you see folks arguing, it's an A, B conversation. Just see your way out. Be careful jumping in there. Amen. I got hit down at the mission trying to, stop a fight. And I ended up the one that's got getting hit. So you need to be careful. Amen. So from that time on, I learned how to argue from my office. Amen. Amen. Let them fight out there in that hallway. Amen. I know how to dial 911. Amen. Amen. And by the way, if you and your husband is having a big dispute and you call Pastor Wibbert in the middle of the night, I ain't running over there. Amen. I'm going to ask you right quick, do your numbers work? Do that 911 work on your, do it work? Well, amen. I mean, because if it done got all out of hand, where everybody putting hands on one another, it's too late to call me. You got to call the police at that point. Call me before the hidden start. Amen. But I ain't coming over there. I ain't coming. I lightning got shot one time going over there at 1 o'clock in the morning. Running out there, taking the sister with, but I ain't going out there no more, no 1 o'clock in the morning. One time is enough for me. Hello, somebody. Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. 3766, or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.